moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 16 of the Gosscast. It's myself, Ali Ryan, and Goss.ie editor Kendra Becker in today. And just FYI, we're very giddy today. We're very giddy, and this is a very funny conversation. We're already laughing still. We wanted to chat about just like Irish celebs in Ireland and international celebs coming to Ireland. So after the story that Drake went to Eddie Rockets in the square in Tala and played basketball in the National Basketball Arena in Dublin, we're going to chat about some celebrity sightings we've both had personally, and some of the big stars who were like seen around Dublin. Kind of back to the days when there was always big stars like Bono and Michael Fassbender in nightclubs. We're talking all about that stuff. And yeah, please excuse us for our insane giddiness today.
Sorry.
Guys, welcome to episode 16. Me and Kendra Becker, we're here. We are very giddy.
We're very giddy.
We've been very giddy all week, actually.
No, we're actually in the weirdest moods ever.
We're in the weirdest moods. We went out on Tuesday night. Today is Friday. This is when we record. And we actually came in the office. No, wait, is that a different day? What was the day we literally tripped up the stairs? We were laughing. So we actually were in fits of laughter.
That was last week.
Yeah. Okay.
We had been out as well.
I think there's something going on in the universe, though. Like, is it the moon? Is there retrograde? Like, there's so many weird things just like going on. And then me and Kendra are just in the funniest mood at the moment. I was out last night. Let's just put it on the table.
Let's just throw it out there.
Yeah, I was out. And I'm dying a bit today. But I'm like, there's water here and I'm like, it's helping me survive. But other than chatting through my hangover details for the next 45 minutes, no, I'm joking. We're going to talk about just like, again, the big stories of the week on Goss.ie. I know you've read them all already because you all love Goss.ie. Last week when we were talking about leaving Neverland, I did say to you guys, make sure to watch the Madeleine McCann thing. And you probably all did, except for Kendra.
I didn't.
But it's so
fucking
good.
Fucking busy, right?
It's so good. And I think everyone thought that you were going to think that the parents did it by the end of it. But actually, by the end of it, you don't. You actually don't think the parents did it.
Yeah.
But it's so good. That's streaming on Netflix now. It's just so good. Oh, another bit of Netflix news. If you love Arrested Development, the new episodes are up on that as well, which I'm also obsessed with. Netflix is so good right now. It actually
so good.
Is. But like, they're very much going into the documentaries though, aren't they? Like, who did like murder mysteries? Like, all, do you like all that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that stuff.
Obsessed.
Dirty John, like, that was so good.
So good. I finally properly watched that. It was so, so good.
I feel like the big things recently are Dirty John, the Madeleine McCann. Everyone's talking about Afterlife. Have you watched all of it?
I watched the first episode.
And did you really like it?
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
I feel like the only person in the world that like just doesn't enjoy it. Now, I was working while I had it on in the background.
Yeah.
But like, I
do feel like you need to be in the mood for it.
Like, properly like, sit through it.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's like the biggest thing of water there. Because I was listening to it though, like, and some of the jokes just aren't funny. Like, and I know he's meant to be like in mourning. So a lot of people were saying it was like the perfect reflection of what it's like to be going through grief or something. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's not meant to be that funny.
Yeah. It's very much like dark comedy type thing, but like.
And I love dark stuff. And maybe I'll try it again this weekend because I really wasn't paying too much attention because I was working. But like, I still was like taking it in and I was just like.
I've just heard that like it makes you laugh, makes you cry, like.
It's like, it's kind of like, it's got a bit of the awkwardness of The Office though, I think, in it as well, which works really well in The Office, and maybe that's what's putting me off. I didn't think it worked well with this one.
Yeah.
When they're all in the office together. But moving away from Netflix, we wanted to talk about Drake being in Dublin.
Mm-hmm. We saw him on Tuesday. It was,
oh my gosh, so
unreal.
Good.
So good. But sorry, can I just say,
are you gonna mention Zika?
It was literally like we were at a teenage disco.
Oh my God, yeah. So me and Kendra got there and we went to the Three Lounge first, which is really cool if you haven't checked it out, in the Three Arena, the Three Lounge. If you're a Three member, you can...
Yeah, if you're a Three customer, you can like sign up for a guest list.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anything.
So you were in there, very civilized. We knew people in there. It was lovely. And then we went up to our seats. Like, oh, it was like being in Wes.
It was like...
And I haven't been to Wes, no. But I know it was like being
in
Wes.
It was carnage.
It was crazy.
Like, it was like literally 15, 16 year olds in front dancing. Of us. Dancing. Oh, like wildly dancing.
Dancing like hoes. I was like, if my daughter ever, not only ever dances like that, but wears the dress. Oh, I was sick. And I was like, oh my God.
No, it was crazy.
But yeah, we were at the start like, oh, for God's sake. But then actually, it was
towards the end, we were like in
dancing. We were also
dancing
like hoes. Yeah. By the end of it, we had like fully embraced the life. And we were like, you know what? Let's, you know, if you can't.
You can't beat him, join him.
Join him. I didn't know what I was saying there. But I had seen Drake in Vegas with Migos, but it's the same tour. And it was so good there. And I was like, I don't know what's coming like through your net, but it was so good.
Yeah, it's really
every
good.
Single song, people were just so into it. Like he's, and he does the whole show on his own.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
He just jogs around the stage. Yeah. Do you remember he just kept running?
Like at one stage, he was actually sprinting. I was like, oh my God.
He was doing a few sprints. And then we could see him going off and just like getting a tail, being like, and he was like back again. I'd say he was, and he was like, do you want me to keep going? And he was probably like, please say no. And everyone was like, yeah.
Oh no, he did a shot on stage and everything.
He did a shot. Yeah, he did. Oh my God.
That
I had
was,
like a coffee
that
cup.
That was the moment when we were like, we're going Zico.
We're going Zico.
And then we ruined our lives.
Yeah. when me and Kendra go to Zico, it's never going to be an early night. It's never going to end well.
Shit goes down.
But yeah, they had like, they always kind of have after parties for all the big acts mm-hmm. that are here.
Yeah.
I mean, you went to the Justin Bieber after party before.
Yeah.
Which was another crazy night. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing about Drake being here is like, on his, oh, what? Are you remembering the Justin
the
Bieber
Justin
after
Bieber.
Party?
I'm sorry.
So we were basically in this VIP area. I'm going to die. Like we were in this VIP area. Because we were put there, like, and
no, don't tell.
No,
story.
Yeah, no. No, I'm not gonna say everything, but like, there was. I wrote a story about it at the time. Do you remember? I was surprised that it got shared. Like, even Zico shared it, because basically Justin's crew were like picking people out of the crowd. Do you remember being like, you, not you, you, not you, and there was these two. I put this in the article. There was these two best friends standing beside each other. Do you remember? And one of the guys was like, yeah, you, but then not the other girl. She was like, what about me? And he was like, no. And these two friends got separated.
Oh my God.
And it was just like the hopes of meeting Justin. Like, it was pathetic. Yeah. I was like, get a life, seriously. But I wrote about it and it went like everywhere at the time. It was like, God, that was like 2 years ago, was it?
God, it could have been longer.
Yeah. But me and you, we didn't have to get a no or yes. We were just in there. Do you know?
Whether they wanted us
whether
there or not.
They want, that's a we story for a different day. But yeah, me and Kendra, when we went to the after, we were like dying the next day. And Justin didn't come that night. And then literally we got a text the next night being like, Justin, and we were both like, do you know what? We're not going.
They were
gone.
Like, Justin Bieber's here.
We were like, no, well, I'm in bed.
We're like, you know what?
What we're asleep. Justin. Like, no.
No.
I used to get texts like that all the time when I was working in newspapers too. Like when I remember one time the Lilies, they were like, oh, One Direction here. I was like, oh, whatever. They were like just about like Harry Styles was 17 because I remember it was dodgy that he was there. And I was like, oh, One Direction, I don't know. Like, sure, look. And then... Because this was actually the week they came, they did a performance in Dublin after the X Factor. So they hadn't done their big American biggest band in the world thing yet. And I remember I got tickets from MCD and it's those really good media ones where you're like right in front of them.
Yeah.
And they were literally right in front of me. But all I wanted to know what was the first song they performed for me to put it in my article or whatever. Yeah. And then I walked out. I was like, what direction? And then literally I'd say 2 weeks later they became the biggest band
like,
in the world.
Like huge. I think like, it was like in the early stages of One Direction. I think some of my friends met them in Dandelion or something. Two of them in Dandelion.
Yeah, they were in Dandelion before.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
used to always stay in the Fitzwilliam Hotel, easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I
like
think...
Like Harry was 17.
The last time they were here, so like the last show they ever did here.
Yeah.
What tour was that? I can't remember. But I think it was just Louis and Liam were in Crystal afterwards. I remember my friend saw them.
Oh my God, really? Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry, didn't they go into the DJ booths?
Yeah.
They weren't... No wait, were they really big then? That was like,
no, they were.
They were really
this
big.
This was their last tour before they broke up.
Yeah, sorry, I remember
they
the
were
pictures
huge.
Of that. But it's funny when celebrities come to Ireland because we were saying this earlier on, like... It's weird, like people don't annoy them really here. Like I feel like Irish people won't go up and be like, can I get a photo? Like they won't be very annoying.
Yeah.
Maybe in nightclub situations or whatever, but we were talking about the Drake thing because on his like day off, as you do, he went to Eddie Rockets in the square in Tala. And then he went to the basketball arena. Can I just say, played in that basketball arena. I didn't say this to you earlier on.
Ali, like, suddenly today when we were talking about this, was like, I used to play basketball, like, really seriously.
Yeah, championship basketball player. I was in my teenage years. Yeah, I know. But yeah, he played. I also used to play the recorder in the basketball arena. Shout out to anyone who was at the Crayolas when I used to go. Do you ever used to do those in school?
No.
Anyway, so Drake was at my home place because that's where I grew up, from the streets of the basketball arena. But yeah, he was there shooting hoops. And we were saying earlier as well, when Justin Bieber was here only like 2 years ago, he was filmed in like Bushy Park.
Yeah, shooting hoops
as well. So it's obviously a very American thing to come here and just shoot some hoops.
Play basketball.
But it just made us think of some of the like mad places celebrities have been in Ireland. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about 2014, Kanye and Kim, when they chose to do their honeymoon here. Like, that was
the most
bizarre thing. Were you in, you were in college?
Yeah, I was.
Like, from a journalist point of view, like, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. We literally were like, oh yeah, apparently Kim and Kanye, like, it was like one of the biggest weddings in the world.
In the world.
Everyone was like, where is their honeymoon? And then people were like, they just landed in Cork. You're like, no, they didn't.
You're like, yeah.
No, okay. They landed in Cork. I was like, not, can't be true. So we were looking back on some of the stuff earlier, and they basically had two hotel stays, didn't they? I'm like opening this up for Kendra to like fill us in. So let me do that again. They stayed in two hotels, Kendra, right?
So they went to Castle Oliver.
Oliver, yeah.
Is that in Limerick?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So they went there first, but they weren't happy with the Wi-Fi.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently. The Wi-Fi wasn't good enough. They didn't
and
have
the phone reception. You know, Kim needs to be posting her Instas, do you know?
Yeah.
So they left.
And apparently they said they felt it was too big for them.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
And so you're probably just about to go into there, but there was like all these rumors they hadn't paid a 15,000 euro bill. But basically, apparently they wanted so many things. So like months before, weeks before, it was like all organized, all booked. So like they had to get in like special dietary things. They had to get certain robes for them. They had to get slippers for them. Mm-hmm. They had asked for so many specific things. And then a normal stay in the hotel is 15 grand for the week, right? Yeah. If you, not like a normal in double bedroom stay, but like to take over the whole building or whatever.
Yeah.
So Radar Online did a story saying they didn't pay their bill. And then we looked at it earlier and like they did say at the time the 15 grand was paid. But that does leave me to think, what about the cost of all the things they got for them? I think that's what they didn't pay for.
Yeah, because it's not often that Kim and Kanye come to stay at your hotel. Like,
yeah.
So I'd say they had a list of demands as well.
They like asked for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I think like Guinness, like, do you know what I mean? Just like real
Kanye
Irish.
Kanye probably asked for a freaking piano to be hanging from the ceiling or something. Like
at an exact like altitude, yeah, when it wasn't there, he was like, you know what?
90 degree angle.
He's like, that's actually 91, so I'm out of here. And Kim was probably like, oh my
Kim's
God.
Kim's like, I just can't send a text.
I wanted a text. He's like, oh my God, I can't WhatsApp anybody. You know, WhatsApp isn't like not a thing in America.
Yeah, isn't it so weird?
It's so weird.
If you literally say WhatsApp, they're like, what?
Yeah, like when I was messaging the camera guy who did the work for us over there, I just had his number. Like someone was like, this is his number, just give him a call or whatever. So I was WhatsApping him. And I was like, why do you even know WhatsApp image? It was like so creepy. I was like, who am I talking to? And he was like, y'all use WhatsApp? He was like, oh.
You're
that's what he said.
See, from Texas.
Woo, he's a cowboy.
Y'all.
Yo. Y'all. Well, I was trying to do an American
He's from
one.
LA. Like.
He's not. He was. I don't. Let me try and do that again. No, I can't.
No.
But it was very like, oh my God, WhatsApp. Like, it doesn't exist there. It's so weird.
They all use iMessage, like the normal iPhone.
And then I was like, oh, but my Huawei phone, and they didn't know. Huawei isn't in America. Yeah. So there was a lot of confusion over that. But yeah, so sorry. So Kim, let's go back to Kim. Couldn't send a Snapchat probably at the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were in Ireland and everyone and their mother was trying to find out where the hell they were.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden this picture appears on Twitter of, and I honestly didn't believe it. I was like, these are two lookalikes. Kim and Kanye walking out of a cinema in Portlaoise. Not like a Dublin city centre, IMC, Odeon. No, a Portlaoise local cinema. He booked out the entire cinema so that they could have the screens themselves.
What did they watch? I wonder.
Oh, I can't remember. It was no, they did. It was in the news at the time. One second. Oh God, let me see if I can Google this. But my sister's now husband was working and living in Portlaoise at the time. So like he was like, yeah, no, they were in Port Leash. Like, and I remember it was raining and it was a horrible, it was a cold day. And I was like, in the picture of Kim Kardashian, if you haven't seen it, like just look it up on Google. She has like black sunglasses on. I'd say she was like, this is Ireland.
Yeah.
Great.
Like shit.
Yeah. And then there was loads of rumors at the time that she absolutely hated it. I don't know if you remember that. And there were loads of rumors came out that she was overheard saying it was like a shithole and like she like really didn't enjoy her time here.
Well, they went to like the most random places. Like, now they were.
Yeah, Kanye like designed what they were doing. So why did he go? Apparently, he was in that cinema before years and years ago. And so that's why he went back and he booked it out because he'd been there.
Yeah, so after they ditched Castle Oliver,
yeah,
they went and stayed in Ballyfin House, which is like
so famous
stunning.
Because of this now. I knew it was always well known, but like. Yeah.
But like, do you realise how much it costs to stay in Ballyfin for a night? Like, how much would it cost? And they already had to pay the other
15
place.
Grand. Like, I'm trying to see. Like, so. No, okay, I can't. I'm actually looking at the photo. It's so funny. It literally looks fake. But that was so crazy. But yeah, but sorry. So there were so many rumours. They had a terrible time. Then the bill thing came out like. Literally for Irish news outlets, it was the craziest couple of weeks because all these stories just kept coming out and we were like, oh my God. And then I'll never forget, she was like doing one of the new episodes maybe of The Kardashians started a few months later. It must have been the wedding episode or something, because you know they didn't show any of the honeymoon in the show. And someone was like, she was doing Twitter Q&A and stuff, and she was talking about the wedding and people were asking about the honeymoon, and she was like, I had the best time, it was amazing. And we were all like, what? Like, literally, the word on the street was that, like, she had
a
terrible time.
Was this before or after? But weren't the Kardashians planning on, like,
doing
an
episode
a family
here.
Holiday here?
Yeah, and Scott was meant to be going to the right venue. And that we were, like, we had booked to, like, go there and interview him. Yeah, they were going to come to a castle somewhere.
Yeah.
Was that after? I think that was after Kim and Kanye came here.
Yeah, I think they chose
to go. They certainly weren't coming back, I'd say.
Because I remember this being on the show and they chose to go to the Dominican Republic
instead. Kim was probably like,
delighted.
Fuck that. Like, I hate Ireland. But like, she came. When did they get married? Was it like May or
2014,
something?
It was like.
Yeah, but what month? Do you know the time? What
time,
what
date.
What temperature was it?
when was
but
it?
Anyway, whatever time they came, it literally rained that entire week they were here. I remember the weather was so bad. It was like May though.
They
like,
should have stayed in freaking Florence, Italy. Like, where they.
But I guess to like Americans, it sounds like such a fairy tale to go to an Irish castle and like be hidden away. Not too hidden. They want Wi-Fi. But like, you think if you're on your honeymoon in a castle, you're not thinking in your mind.
Yeah.
I hope I can Snapchat people. Like. But I suppose she did have North and she wasn't with them. So like, she probably did want to have her phone, like have coverage and stuff on her cell phone. But actually, did you see the piece about the bill for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's Dublin trip?
Mm-hmm.
And that they had a fridge full of Guinness.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So I wonder, did Kim and Kanye have that kind of stuff? I'd say they had like a real, like I'd say that's what Castle Oliver did. Those kind of things, like probably had like a thing full of Guinness. Irish butter, Irish cheese, do you know?
Kerrygold
on top. Oh my God, amazing. Wouldn't that be so good? Like melted Kerrygold butter. And then, so we're talking about other celebrities you've seen. It's funny because like, I feel like it's so different now. Like, I don't think there'd be mania anymore about certain people being in Ireland. But when Justin Bieber came here, I think it was like 4 years ago. I remember he was like on Grafton Street and he ended up being kind of cornered in, I don't know what shop it was. It was literally something so random. It was like the most random shop, like Boots or something. Or he ended up kind of being cornered in there because people spotted.
Was that Tanzone or something?
No, this happened after. So he went somewhere else first and literally got like Topshop or something. And everyone recognized. And they literally, this was like Bieber fever times. So these were Bleebers. Like these were young girls. And they literally were screaming. And everyone was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then he kind of ran away and he like ran down the street and he went into Tanzone on Grafton Street and he was stuck. Have you ever been up there?
No, I actually haven't.
The only reason I've been up there is they have because I would never do some beds. Like, they terrify me. I would never. But they used to have an internet cafe up there. Like, you could go in and print things out, and I've done it a few times before. So I know it, but like, it's up this like windy stairs, and he obviously went up to try to get rid of people, and people stayed out there for hours, and then he literally had to be like brought out by security out of town zone into his car. It was so funny. Have you ever spotted a celeb around Dublin? Well, actually,
I saw Donald Gleeson cycling yesterday.
Can we talk about Donald Gleeson just for a second? I have this insane love for Donald Gleeson, and I've told you this story before, but like, I have interviewed like some of literally the biggest people in the world, like, and I never get like flabbergasted or anything. I'm normally like, it's fine. Like Tom Cruise, George fucking Clooney, Julie Roberts. Didn't really get to talk to her, but she was a bitch. She was so rude. Oh my God, I did not like Julie Roberts. Maybe on another day she would have been nice, but I didn't like her when I met her at Cannes Film Festival. But like Steven Spielberg, like really big people. And about 3 or 4 years ago, 4 years ago, Donald's movie Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
Or Machina. I never know how to pronounce that, which is probably my problem Machina. With this story too. Machina. And I had been watching About Time. If anyone listening has not seen About Time, it is literally my favorite rom-com in the world. It's not even like
Rachel McAdams.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, so good.
So good. It makes me cry every time. And it's a love story. Like, it's about love, and it's like such a nice meaning, but it's also really funny, and like, it's so good. But I think it had just come out that year, so I had been watching it loads. I'd probably seen it like 6 times over the summer. I was like so in love with it. And then he came to the premiere, and I literally like couldn't speak. I was like, are you okay? Like, he literally was like, are you okay? And it was coming up to Oscar nominations, and Calvary was out. So I was like, so you're, you know, Brendan.
Your dad.
No, and he went... My dad. I was like, oh no, people were actually standing beside being like, what is wrong with Ali? I was like, yeah, like the Oscar buzz. And he was like, I actually, if you go on YouTube, you'll find this interview. Like, he looks so uncomfortable.
What? This is on YouTube?
Yeah. We filmed it.
How have I not seen it?
It must have been 5 years ago. So it was before you were in Goss. Yeah, it was one of our first red carpets when Goss started. Like, hired someone to come and film it. And we did like cutaways of like the red carpet.
I thought this was when you were like working somewhere else.
No, it's the very start of Goss. Very start of Goss. It was.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
So humiliating, right? And I was like, I am obsessed with him because of this character. I love this character. So it was so bad. It was so bad, and was so awkward, right? And then the next 2 days later, I was in New York, just on a trip over there. And so it had been so uncomfortable and so awkward. And then literally, it was like 3 days later, I was walking into Central Park, and he ran past me, and he recognized me. Like, he was literally like, what the hell is this girl doing standing like in New York? Is she following me? Like, I'd say he genuinely thought I stalked him, like, honest to God. And I love him so much. I'm like, oh, I'd love to just be like, you know what? I just love a bit. I think I'm gonna watch this YouTube clip. Because I definitely said to him, I loved you in About Time. I definitely said, like, I never would talk to anyone like that, Kendra. I'm not like that. I'd literally be like, oh, hi, Leonardo DiCaprio, I do love him. Sorry, take that back. Hey, like, Matt Damon, whatever. Like, whereas with him, I was like, Donald,
I love you.
So, like, I love him. Have I seen him? Have I interviewed him since?
I don't think you have.
I don't think I have. And I've seen him a lot since, because he goes to the Galway Film Festival a lot. His girlfriend is a producer. And he would just sit around in like the boat club and stuff. But I have this, like, I'm so paranoid. Like, I always think to this day that he remembers that weird interview, and that he remembers being in New York, because I've seen him around Dublin a few times, and he definitely knows who I am. Like, he recognizes me. Like, one time he was in house, and he full on saw that I was, and there was like a moment where he was like, fuck's sake.
He got up and left.
No, like, he stayed, but like, he definitely was like, maybe he just remembers I was a journalist and that's what he thinks.
Yeah.
But I just want to go up to him and be like, Donald,
I'm not a freak.
I just love About Time. Like, I'm obsessed with it. We're going to YouTube this later and look it up.
Oh my God, I need to.
But sorry, so yeah, Donald is around quite a lot. You said you saw him yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was him now. I'm pretty sure it was him.
Cycling.
Just because he's always around that area.
I used to always see cycling around was Rory McIlroy. He used to always cycle around. Yeah. He used to always be around. You know, it's I feel like it's so different right now. Like a couple of years ago, there was always big celebrities around. Like Michael
Louis
Fassbender
is always rolling around in his G-Wagon.
Yeah, when he's not in Miami. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while though. I did used to always see his car, you're right, like driving around, spinning. So yeah, Michael Fassbender used to always be out in Lily's. Like I used to see him nearly every second weekend.
Oh my God.
It'd be him, Liam Cunningham from Game of Thrones, and Dylan McGrath, that chef. The three of them used to go out all the time. Like, you'd always see them out. Or you'd go to Buck Whaley's, and there'd be celebrities there all the time. You'd bump into someone like Idris Elba was there one time. Like, it's weird. It's not the same.
Yeah,
I don't know what's
so
changed.
Weird.
I don't know what's changed here. But, like, I suppose Lily's, and now obviously Lily's is gone. It's a new venue now. Mm-hmm. You could go into Lily's and Bono would be there. Like, you wouldn't know who's going to be there that night. You'd see Bono. You'd see Michael Fassbender. You'd see, like, people from Game of Thrones. Like, Josh Hartnett was there when he was filming Penny Dreadful. You used to just always kind of bump into people. They'd just be around.
Yeah.
And when you're in those situations, it's so comfortable because they feel like if you're all in that room that you're all cool. And it's, like, grand. So you're just all sitting around and you're like, oh, my God.
Just chill, man.
Like, Michael Fassbender's sitting beside. I love Michael Fassbender. He's another one that I love.
Yeah.
And the first time I met him was in Buck Whaley's. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm such a big fan. And he, like, graduated from the Gaiety School of Acting. And I was in the middle of doing a course there. And I was like, I'm in the Gaiety. And, like, I'd love to get a photo. And he was like, no. Literally. And he is like, and he is, I never told you that, did I? He has literally like the nicest smile. And he was like, no.
And I was
oh. And he was like, but I'll talk to you. Like, and we chatted for ages. He just doesn't like, he does not like photos on nights out, basically. Because then I met him. Do you remember, I've showed you that photo of me kissing him.
Yeah.
Or sorry, yeah. And he's
on
like smiling and me. And then,
by the way,
I went to go and kiss him. But then I was like, oh my God, in my mind. And there was like literally 20 photographers and 100 people right there. And I went to go kiss him. And then in my head, I was like, oh my God, but the red lipstick's going to be on his cheek. So it's just a photo of me leaning towards him with my lips. Like I never
like
kissed him.
Kiss
and he
him.
Looks so happy. He's like ready to get it. Yeah.
That was so bad. Funny.
That if does that year was so good. Because it was like, this is the thing. I don't know what has changed, but like definitely when I think back to that time, Jamie Dornan, Saoirse Ronan, Colin Farrell and Michael Fassbender were all just out. We were all in the Burlington.
Yeah.
Like it's so crazy when you think about those kind of nights.
They're just like next level famous now though.
Yeah, it's mad. But Jamie had done 50 Shades this year.
It wasn't out though.
No,
was it?
He wasn't like doing interviews. But he used to go to the IFTAs every year because he was in like I know you said about time because I have obsessed. Once Upon a Time.
Oh yeah.
So he was kind of known for that. But yeah, you'd always used to see like Irish celebs around, and then the bigger celebs too. Like there's a few. So Steven Spielberg actually is like obsessed with Ireland, and he, and then Daniel Day-Lewis lives in Wicklow, doesn't he? Does he still live there?
Yeah.
Hozier is living there. Saoirse Ronan bought a house really close to Hozier. Mm. And then obviously we've got Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick. They have their house in Donegal.
Yeah.
Which they go to every summer, don't they? That's how you spend every
summer
there.
Yeah, yeah. I think they were there only recently.
Were they?
Yeah.
But the first celebrity I ever bumped into or like met or saw in my life was Ant and Dec. Did I tell you the story?
I think you did.
Yeah. I basically pants Dec. Like,
yeah. No, you didn't.
Okay. I didn't fully pants him, but like... I like you tripped him up on Grafton Street. Did I not tell you this? I actually, on a side note, won a radio competition for telling this story because this radio competition, this radio was like, we're giving away a CD for now, 22 probably back then. No, it was like now, 99. If you tell us like your most cringe story of meeting a celebrity, and I was like, well, so I was walking down Grafton Street and I saw. These two guys were walking like really weirdly. They kept walking really separate and away from each other. I was like, I didn't even notice them. Like it didn't, like nothing clicked, but I thought it was weird. They were walking weirdly. And then I basically stood on the back of Dec's pants. I didn't know it was Dec though.
Was he wearing like flares?
Yeah, he was wearing flares. He was wearing flares. This is like... This is like the early 90s.
Was this like the 70s?
And he has like an afro, imagine. I'm like looking back in the thick of it. It's so different. Like, you know, that 70s show.
Oh my God,
Okay, well, no, I actually remember it like it was yesterday because it was so awkward. But I like stood on his
flares. You stood on his flares. Oh my god, I actually got it still laughing.
No, I can't. But he was like in front of me and I stood on the back of them and like pulled them down.
I'm actually crying.
Didn't pull them down fully, but like they were pulled. They were pulled down a little bit. And anyway, he turned
like
around.
Like where his boxers on show.
No, but like gnarly. Like I yanked, like the jeans yanked. Like. But he turned around and then Aunt came back over because they were walking on different sides of the road. They obviously didn't want to be noticed because if they stood together, you'd be like, there's Aunt and Deck. They both had sunglasses on and everything.
Sunglasses and flares.
I'll never forget his face. And he turned around and he smiled at me. So it's like he thought that I was like trying to get his attention because I knew.
By pantsing him. So desperate to get to Deck.
It's like he thought I was trying to get his attention by like kicking him or like pulling down his pants. And he went hi and like smiled. And then they both walked off back in their weird zigzag walking. And then I was like, oh my God, that's Aunt and Deck. So that is the first celebrity encounter I've had.
Oh my God, I can't.
I would love to actually meet them now and tell them that story.
Oh my God,
so
I'd say they think
random.
It's
random. And they're so big now still. Isn't that funny, actually? God, they've really stood the test of time. Who's the first celebrity you met?
Oh God, I can't remember.
Was it through Goss? Like, or did you ever see someone?
Wait,
who was your first interview? I'll never forget Anya's first day, the girl, girl used to do Beer Head a video. I sent her down to go to Jamie Dornan on her first day of her interview.
She was like, oh my
I was
God.
Like, Jamie Dornan interview, go on.
Who was the first person I interviewed? The first person I interviewed on the job was, I think, Maya Dunphy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What about red carpets? Like, who's been your big red carpet people?
God, I can't remember.
You've definitely done some of the big ones.
Yeah, no, I have.
Like, you've done the IFTAs every year.
I know. It like all blends into one.
To one,
though.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's
was
cool,
cool
to meet her. Yeah.
Even though she literally walked past us like for like a second.
I love Ireland.
We were like, oh, great. Bye. Thanks.
Exclusive. We did. That was a good one. But I feel like there was like all the film festivals and stuff.
Yeah. There's been many.
And then the Oscars last year as well.
Meeting Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin was good, yeah. Yeah, so like that was so funny. Sorry, we just went to,
like, I like need to recover.
Who else did we have on the list? Oh, sorry, Taylor Swift, obviously, over Christmas.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Kendra Becker's exclusive story.
My exclusive.
It went worldwide.
Yeah, so Taylor was in where is it now again? Oh yeah, Glyn Castle in Limerick.
Yeah.
So she spent Christmas there with her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. He's such a riot.
Not my type, but your type.
I think they stayed there for like 2 weeks or something, but they left on like Stephen's Day.
And like how nobody knew.
No one knew.
Like this was really close to where my family home was, like over Christmas. Yeah. And we were like, what?
And it didn't come out until they literally left. Like they had been gone.
And then what's the guy's name who owns it with his wife? Dominic West.
But Dominic West, he is married to the daughter of like the Knight of Glyn. And
so
he owns.
So they
the
like
castle.
Run it though together, don't they? The husband, Dominic from The Wire.
Yes. Yeah,
such. Have you seen The Wire?
No, I haven't.
Kendra hasn't seen Love Hate. Can we just put that out there? I was showing her
Don't
clips earlier.
Don't shame me.
It's so good. It's like people have compared it to The Wire. The Wire has been like said is like The Wire and The Sopranos are like the best TV shows ever made. Like The Wire is actually quite difficult to get into. Like it's such cop lingo. You actually get really confused at the start.
Then, oh my God, your voice.
You get so confused. Thank you for coming. But sorry, I saw an interview with him though, with him saying how he nearly blew the whole thing because Taylor had got him to sign, well, not Taylor herself, but like her people, a confidentiality NDA that they were coming. And then he said in an interview the week before, and no one picked up on it because no one cares, Dominic, right? But he had said, oh, there's actually a huge star coming. And he said he got like a call from her agent being like, we're cancelling it. She's not coming.
Oh my God.
And then she did come. But they were, that's how strict they were. But he wasn't supposed to tell. He didn't say it was Taylor. And it went nowhere. The interview didn't go anywhere.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so crazy. But to say, but see, that's the beauty about Ireland. I'd say she was in the local shop, in the chipper.
She was in the pub. And like people were just like, oh, who's that?
Didn't click with them.
Like, because it was such a random pub, like no one that would even know Taylor is.
And I'd say if
Taylor
is like dressed down in a hood, I don't know if you would immediately recognize her. Like, I remember Saoirse Ronan actually is really good for doing this. Like, she has been at loads of events and things that you wouldn't even realize Saoirse is there. Mm. Like, she dresses down so well because she's 22, is she? She's like really young.
I think she's like 24.
Really young, really normal looking. Like, I remember Longitude 2 years ago. She was just sitting in the VIP area, and like I'd say 90% of people there didn't realise it was Saoirse Ronan.
She's an Oscar-nominated actress.
Oscar-nominated. And actually, the Galway Film Fla is a really good celeb spotting place. So many people go to that. But I remember my first year there, my first experience of it. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning and we'd all been out for the whole night in like the Boat Club and the Radisson and all that kind of stuff. And Saoirse was just sitting in the middle of the foyer with all of us and she just like ordered Domino's to the... Or wasn't Domino's, it was some local pizza place. And we were all just sitting there having pizza with Saoirse. I was like, this is so random. I've seen Hozier a few times. I remember when Hozier was getting really big at the very start. We like went to all his little gigs and stuff and took loads of photos. We have really nice original photos of Hozier and stuff.
I think it was last year. I was walking through Stephen's Green and like I looked beside me and Hozier was just walks walking
around.
Along.
Well, did he have his earphones in?
Yeah, he stopped to tie his shoe. And I was just looking at him. I was like no
How
one
does he
is
bend down
even
to tie
looking.
His shoe because he's so tall.
But I was like, no one's even looking at him. And he's like a world famous singer.
He performed
singer.
At the Grammys. He's number one on the Billboard charts.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, this is your man.
Isn't it? How do we not recognize? Like,
it's so
we were
weird.
Talking about this earlier. Like when Jay-Z and Beyonce were in Phoenix Park and went to the zoo and everything, and nobody, like two people, copped that it was Jay-Z and Beyonce, and that was it.
And more recently as well, it was like 2017, but I think they came back in 2018 as well. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds were here for like ages. She was filming the Rhythm Section, which is an upcoming spy thriller. It's like female Bond.
Didn't she
type
sprain
thing?
Her wrist or something during that? Yeah, well, and that's why she come back again. Yeah. And
they
were renting a house in Dalkey.
Yeah, they were in Dalkey. But like they were seen in loads of places in Dublin, like around where our old office was.
Yeah. Because their kids were in Crash.
Yeah, didn't Cahill actually, he works for VIP Ireland.
Photo agency.
Yeah, he's a pop rentier. And he got photos of Ryan like walking down Fitzwilliam Place, like just casual.
Yeah, casually.
On his own.
Do you remember Rob Kenny was telling us that he walked past them? They were like having
in
breakfast
Bear,
or something.
Was it in Bear Market?
Yeah, it was in a market. I think that was where it
was. Yeah, it was Bear Market.
And he said that like he was asked to like not. Do you remember that their bodyguard went up to him and they were like, how would you feel if... Basically, so many people had seen them. They were kind of crowded around them a little bit. And I think they were there with their kids. So, but that's very... No, I don't... That's what Rob said to us. But, like, that's rare, I feel like, for Irish people to do that.
Mm. I think I heard... Who told me this? Oh, yeah, it's someone I know that actually works in there. They went for lunch and, like, they were with their kids and everything in Cinnamon and Ranelagh. You know that place?
Yeah. Oh, there's always celebs there.
Yeah, and, like, there was loads of people in there and, like, everyone left them.
Amy and Brian O'Driscoll, they're always there.
Yeah.
But they Ryan and Blake were in Cinnamon.
Yeah, they were brought in through the back, but like everyone left them on their own, like left them alone, even though there was other people in there.
I've been in Cinnamon a few times and I've been like, do you see blah, blah, blah here? And people are like, yeah. It's very civilized. Have you been to Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very civilized.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It just depends on the level of fame. Like, you know, like Forbidden Fruit, like anytime Conor McGregor shows up, it's insane.
Yeah,
like
it's
screaming people. Like, this year, the first time I had seen him like show up to something before, like people were running. They were like,
no, like
running,
they were
and
running.
Screaming.
I was there.
That was at Longitude. Yeah. You saw him. I saw him at a Forbidden Fruit or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But like, oh yeah, sorry. Was it the same there?
Yeah. Like no, like people were sprinting
screaming
over
and running. Yeah. So it's weird. It just depends.
People probably think that they can.
Do
go
that.
Up to Conor
because
like,
he's
more
from
like
Dublin.
Accessible, I guess.
I've just
know.
Never seen hysteria like it. I remember when Tom Cruise came for the premiere of his movie. It was in the Savoy on O'Connell Street, and they had to shut the entire street down because people were running and like stopping outside the Savoy. So like it was just so dangerous. Like so, the entire street, it was like a march. Mm. Like it was filled with people, and we had to go get our press passes in the hotel next door. I never remember the name of it.
The Gresham.
The Gresham, yeah. And you know me that I have like, oh my God, in crowds, I'm so claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. I'm so claustrophobic, right? So we had seen those people were going outside stuff, but like there was barriers and there was bodyguards and all these things. So I was, we were like, we'll go and we'll get our passes and we'll go next door and to go to see Tom Cruise. And when we went to go out to go in, Tom had just arrived. So they basically blocked off the front of the hotel and there was so many of us and we basically couldn't get out of like the entrance. Mm. And I literally had a full blown like panic attack. Like a guard had to get me out. Like he had to come and get
oh
me
my gosh.
And pull me out because I was itching. I was literally freaking out. So
think how they feel.
Yeah, but they get space because space is made for them. So they're never like tight in a tight space. They always have like four or five people. He actually, it was a really cold day. He had a don't even know what you'd call it, but he had like a heater, a mobile heater follow him down the red carpet. Like a robot thing.
A robot?
Not a robot, but it was this huge heater that was like, was I don't know
wheels?
How it was powered. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It like went with him down the red carpet because it was so cold. And so yeah, that was pretty insane in fairness when he was in town. And he was so nice, but like the premiere was an hour and a half late because he wanted to talk to every single person that had waited for him outside.
Oh my gosh.
And he did. Like he stopped and talked to everybody. He's one of the nicest people I've ever interviewed.
Really?
Ever. Oh my God, yeah. And it was in the middle of all that Scientology stuff and the Katie Holmes divorce and like all that stuff was going on. And I remember being like, I'm not going to like him because I just don't like this story and I don't like the way he comes across. But then I met him and he was just so nice. And he does this thing where apparently this is like a big thing some celebrities do. Like he remembers your name and he'll say it back to you. So it's really weird when Tom Cruise is like.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Ali.
Yeah. And he was Alexandra, actually.
Oh, you gave him your full
name.
It
was on my name badge. I didn't introduce myself. Like, I was like, oh, fuck it. No, I wasn't. I just didn't. I wasn't like, hi, I'm Alexandra. He like saw my name on my pass and then he said it back to me. And then like an hour and a half later in the actual screen, I went to go see the movie. He was walking down being brought in and he saw me again and went, hi Alexandra, in the cinema.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God, I love you. Like I'm so easily convinced. I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. He's the best man I've ever met. So yeah, he was really cool. I'm trying to think any other euphoric moments. Like we're fans anytime I go to the Oscar Wilde party, there's always Star Wars fans outside. Because obviously he makes the Star Wars movies and J.J. Abrams office. And were you there the year that Daisy Ridley was there? There was so many fans. Katrina Balf from Outlander as well. She gets a huge amount of fans. People are obsessed with her and are obsessed with Outlander as well. So yeah, there is still people out there that people will literally scream and run. And I feel like Justin Bieber would still probably be that here. I think if he was walking down Grafton Street, people would be like, oh my God, it's Justin Bieber. I'm trying to think who else, One Direction, like anyone in One Direction.
Anyone. I
don't know what they leave Niall Horan alone. Probably would they?
No, I think he's
too famous.
Apparently
he goes out in Mullingar all the time though. But he has
it's
like
different
bodyguards.
When it's your hometown though. But like if he was in Dublin, like he would get mobbed.
I'm trying to think, is there like anyone else that I feel like people would literally scream? Oh my God, sorry, Meghan and Harry.
Oh yeah.
We basically screamed.
We were like actually crazed.
No, like we waited outside for a long time for them.
We did.
I never thought I would be that. No, it was for work. Like we were doing it for Goss. But I also was like kind of doing it for myself too. Like I was like, oh my God, Meghan and Harry.
Yeah.
And I'm not like that about anyone.
Yeah.
So sorry, yeah, they would be the big. I mean, Dublin came to a standstill during that trip.
Yeah.
Like
no,
people,
actual standstill.
I mean, how many people were there at the place that we were at? I'd say hundreds, if not over 1,000.
That was very exciting.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when it's royal, like, I feel like royalty, it's so different to celebrity. It's like, you're literally meeting people who, like, I don't know, it's so much more of a big deal, I think, the royal family. It's such a huge deal. I would die to, like, meet them properly.
Yeah, like, actually
just have a
conversation.
Yeah. I would love to. And Kate and Wills as well. But like, look, Kate, what's happening with Megs? Just tell us
what's
going on.
Do you hate her or what?
Yeah, they are probably the big, big famous people now in the world that people, no matter where they go in the world, everyone would know who Meghan and Harry are. Like.
If I met Kim Kardashian.
Would you die?
I don't think I'd know what to say. I would literally be like, oh my God.
She'd be like, oh my God, your phone cover.
Yeah,
it's my mom.
Like, I've since changed my phone cover.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, bro.
You don't deserve to meet her, so I'm joking.
Or Kylie.
Oh no, I would die for Kylie more than Kim. I just love Kylie so much. Sorry, her powder has not arrived yet.
No, I think I'd actually rather meet Kim because I think Kim would be nicer. I think Kylie would be a bitch. Yeah.
Well, I met Kendall and I hated her. But Kendall and Kylie are very different. I think Kylie knows where her bread is buttered,
actually,
though.
No,
she knows
no,
her fans
I think
are
I'm
important.
Wrong. I think Kylie actually would be nice, but I think Kim would be nicer. I think Kim has been in the game longer.
Yeah, apparently
knows.
Kim and Kanye are apparently really, really good at like taking photos. Like they will stand and they'll do the photo. They won't be like guys. Like they will actually just be like, they know that their fans are the reason they make.
Yeah.
Like, Kylie is a billionaire because of her fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that she created such an amazing standalone product that everyone has to buy. It's not about that. People buy it because they love Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
So she would be crazy to be rude to her fans. Kendall doesn't give a flying fuck because she thinks she's this. Well, she is a supermodel, apparently. But like, she doesn't need fans to make money.
Yeah.
If anything, she has so many haters and she still makes money. Like the amount of problems that have gone on with her and campaign decisions and stuff. But yeah, imagine like the Kardashians did a trip in Ireland.
Oh my God.
It would probably be bigger than the royal family.
Yeah,
trip.
No, it actually would.
They'd be
I would
standing
die.
On the streets. It'd be parades for Kim and Kanye.
Yeah.
We need to get I feel like they're never going to come after the honeymoon. I think she had such a terrible
time.
Yeah,
I think she hated it.
And if she just came in a sunnier, like, do you know the leave insert dates?
Yeah.
Or like your first week back at school. Do
send
they
her now
so
a message.
Sunny.
Be like, here, come during the leave insert.
Hey, okay.
She'd be like, what's the leave insert?
Leave insert, yeah. Come during study week, the week before the leave insert. It's always gorge. Yeah, but now that Taylor's been here, it's probably tainted. They're like, good luck.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Taylor
this
probably came.
Will
she's
not
like,
be going.
Bring me to Kim and Kanye's castle now. She was like, let me put my snakes in there and just like let
them
loose.
Oh my God, wow.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if the Kardashians came, it would be huge. I think the royals will continue to be huge forever. Like forever. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, who was it? We've had loads of people on our road when we were in Leeson Street. Camilla, do you remember? She was in like the rape crisis center. Is that like, was that across the road from us?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was
and
right
we were
across
just,
the road from us.
We were just sitting in the office one day and all these sirens went off and the whole road closed down. We were like, hello.
Yeah.
And she was just across the road, like doing her little wave.
You know what I think is different? With the likes of like the Kardashians and stuff, I think there'd be mania if they came here because they're reality stars. So we feel like
we know them. Yeah, so true.
So you're way more inclined to be like, hey, can I get a selfie? Or like that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, whereas nothing would stop me from getting a selfie with Kim Kardashian.
Like Beyonce and Jay-Z, like we know nothing really about their personal life.
I would be terrified to ask them for
yeah.
She's
and the
like,
same
I've
with Taylor Swift. Like she's very,
Taylor
very
would
private.
Be like, no.
Yeah. But like with
like
the Kardashians,
Perry,
you know that
like
Kim
that
would probably say yeah.
No, she probably would. She'd like turn her Lumi case on for you.
And then with the likes of Meghan and Harry, like they have to go up to people and be like, hi, like they have to be polite.
I know. So is a lot of it fake then?
I don't know.
I love the way you're not allowed to take a selfie with them.
Yeah.
That makes me so sad.
That is sad.
I want a selfie with Megs and Harry.
Me too.
So Drake, by the time this goes out, he'll be gone, will he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder.
We'll see. He might stick around for the weekend.
Well, look, he might head back to the square again.
Yeah.
Those shakes aren't drinking themselves. I wonder, like, are there
well,
no
Ali,
people...
you should challenge him to a game of basketball.
Me? Well, do you know what? So sorry, if you haven't seen his gig, he does. He brings, like, basketball.
Oh my God, you should have asked to go.
I should have got Kendra
Becker. You would have won 20 grand.
Imagine. I'm not messing with you, like. I could... Well, because the first... He brings the basket... What are they? The baskets?
Hoops.
I can't think straight today.
You're meant to be a pro b-baller.
I still have my medals, right? And I have my trophies. And I have the nosebleeds I remember forever. I was saying earlier on, for some reason, he used to always have a nosebleed right before a basketball match. It's so weird. But yeah, sorry. So he brings the hoop onto the stage and someone from the audience, I don't know how he picked them, but they get called up and if they like make the shot, so it was a closer shot at the start. It was like 2 grand.
No, it's like 500 euro.
500 euro for the first one.
Yeah.
And then what was the second one?
Oh no, wait, I think it was 250 and then 500 and then 20 grand.
But then it's from the, I can't speak today.
It was like
from that
further
line.
Than half court or something.
Yeah, there's a name for it. Wow, everyone's going to be like, Ali's such a lame bitch. She never played basketball
never
in her life.
Basketball.
I'm like, huh? The halfway line, the line thing. Anyway, so then it goes up to 20K and Drake's like, I can take it or you can take it. And he was like, you take it. And for a second I was like, oh my God, he's going to win 20 grand. And Drake's like, no.
No,
I didn't. Missed it so much. Would you have died if they called me up and I actually and I shot it in the hoop and I like got 20 grand? Would you have died?
No.
Can you distill like when
I left? Wearing your old medals.
Imagine I got on Gem City to say hi. I'm looking to do.
I need to play.
Do you take the shot, please? I played in Limerick City for my local school. I went to a pro basketball camp, so I feel like I deserve to take the shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been so cool?
Oh my God. So funny.
Oh my God.
I wonder if he'll be out tonight now.
In Zico.
Props. If we get a text now.
No, I can't. Yeah, so if you guys are ever like trying to find celebrities when they're here, like Zico is a good place. They all go there. Lily's is gone now. 37 Dawson Street as well.
Yeah.
There's always been people there. Crystal.
Yeah.
Have you ever spotted a celeb on a night out? Like a random celeb? Where people would be like, do you remember we were in that pub in Dolphins
Bar? Oh my God, no, sorry.
Was like, he plays for Ireland. This random person that was sitting in the pub. Yeah.
No, I remember this was before I was like working for Goss or anything. God, what? I was in college, like, and I was out. I think I was in Dandelion. Woo. And walking down Grafton Street. Like, this is after the club had ended and everything. And I had just started watching Game of Thrones. I was like obsessed with it. And I looked to my right and Liam Cunningham was standing there smoking away.
Oh my God. He used to always
and
good.
I was like, ah!
Did you say anything to him?
Yeah, I went up and got a photo with him.
And was he grand about
it? Yeah, he was so nice.
Were you like, I love
Game
of Thrones?
Smoking away. And I was like, yeah. I was like locked.
Oh my God, you
I
still
was
have
like,
the photo?
Liam, I love you. Yeah, I think I do. It's really blurry though.
It's
so blurry. And he's just
probably.
Like, hey.
I'm trying to think some of your best albums. The Kathy Griffin selfie has to be one of the
that
best.
That was good, yeah.
That was a good one.
Love Kathy.
I'm kind of clever about it now because like we're doing so many like on camera interviews. I don't really ask for photos anymore.
Yeah.
And then I just use the stills from it. Like I love the interview of me and Colin Farrell from Oscars Week last year. That was so funny. Mm. And we're smiling and laughing. We look like a loved up couple. I'm like, oh, Colin.
Oh, Colin, I love you.
So I kind of prefer those kind of things. But I don't know. Now, I feel like I don't see celebrities as celebrities anymore.
Yeah,
I just see them as people.
I don't want to ask them for photos. I feel cringe or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not even that. I just don't get fazed by people anymore. Mm. Like, no one. I really think the only person I'd be really fazed by is if I met Leonardo DiCaprio. Because I'm obsessed with him as an actor. Mm-hmm. And because the Donald Gleeson situation, how crazy I was, I clearly I'm only like that when I really like admire and like love someone's acting. So yeah. That's obviously my problem, like my obsession. So I feel like if I met him, I would die. And I've heard such mixed reviews of Leonardo DiCaprio and what he's like. Not the stories I can tell on here now. But so even people that have met him have said like he's a bit of a disappointment, like, you know. But like it's hard when you're that famous. You're probably sick to death of meeting people all the time.
He is like one of the most well-known actors in the world.
Out
of everyone.
And I genuinely love his acting. I think he's incredible at what he does. Other than him, is there anyone that you'd be really... Apart from Kim K, you're saying Kim K and Kylie. Leo, for me, would be the biggest thing.
I'm trying to think.
Just to even get to speak to him. It wouldn't even be about getting a photo. I'd literally just be like, hey. And he, remember I told you afterwards that he was at the McGregor fight in Vegas. I didn't even see him. Because everyone was like, there's loads. It was my first time going over to the fight. And everyone was like, you'll see loads of celebrities. But like, it's so big, you actually don't see people. I saw fucking Scott Disick and Sophia Richie. He was so boring.
No, who? I'm trying to think.
They were all there. Matt Damon was there too. Like, I didn't see any of them.
No, Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, you love Harry Styles.
He's just so stunning. Like, if you know, you know. I was at his One Direction concert. And I was literally just looking at him. I was like, oh my God, he's such a riot. And he's just...
Sorry, I was at the ASOS dinner last night. Shout out to ASOS. It was so yummy in the Alex. And did you see KJ Apa was on the cover of their shoot?
Oh my God, love him.
I love Riverdale now. So I would... Mm-hmm. It's things like that. It's things that I would watch all the time where people I see all... Like, they're the people I want to meet. That's why I know what you're saying about the Kardashians. You feel like you know them because you're watching their lives every day. I've always wanted to meet Lauren Conrad, and actually when I rewatched The Hills on Hey You, it's such a good site/app if you want to watch reality TV. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And I would love to meet her. Mm-hmm. It's more just to actually have a chat. I'd love to be like, what happened when, like genuine
actually,
interest.
I interviewed Stephanie Pratt before. Mm-hmm. It was actually over the phone, but it was actually really cool.
Yes.
Because looking back, like, I was a huge fan of The Hills.
Yeah.
Like, and to think in years' time, I'd be talking to her on the phone. It's so weird.
I'll never forget that one of my first, when I was in the Herald or whatever, I remember I was like really, really busy. I was like running around like a crazy person. And I had a few different interviews scheduled and stuff. And I just like, whatever. My phone was ringing on private number. And I was like, yeah. I was just so stressed out. I was like, yes. It's like, hi, it's Mel C. I was like, oh, shit. And I had to ask her to ring me back.
Oh, my
God. I was like, I'm actually busy. I can't take the call. And then she turned me back. And then I had to pull in on the keys and do the interview with her. And I remember being like, oh, my God. If I went back in time and told myself, I'd be telling Mel C, sorry, Mel, can you ring me back?
Sorry, hon.
Like, that was a weird moment. It's when she did her solo career and she was like launching something. She was launching a gig or something in the Olympia. And then she rang back again. She rang me back.
Yeah.
I was like, yes. I was like, what? You know, like that kind of thing. I was like, hi. I was like, oh God, I'm so sorry.
Hi, it's Mel C.
I was like, oh my God, Mel, hey.
Otherwise known as Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice. So that was weird. There was a few moments like that when I first got into the industry where I was like, oh my God. Like
crazy.
Like I remember when I had my blog before. Had I just started in the Herald at this point? Yeah, I think I just started there. But I had been following Lisa Cannon on Twitter and she'd been following like my blog and we kind of knew each other from that. And I remember like getting a photo with her at Miss Ireland being like, oh my God. Like it's so funny like when you get to meet these people and stuff and then it just gets bigger people, bigger. And now I'm just literally like, oh yeah, I met blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And people are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, but...
so crazy.
Whatever. Like it's doesn't feel, I think when you get to know these people though and you're doing this as your job and you're talking to them, you feel like, I don't know, you just realize behind the red velvet rope it's just a normal person who breathes and has veins and has hair, like they're just normal people,
but they just haven't,
they just have this crazy
different job.
Yeah, they just, and everyone in the world knows who they are. That's it. They just so, but no, definitely the likes like Tom Cruise, George Clooney as well, had that real like air about them, like real charisma, real like, oh my God, like you felt like something different when you're around them. Like that's what I think a celebrity is, when you literally feel.
I'd actually love to meet Harrison Ford.
Would you?
Yeah, love
from him. Harry Styles to Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Not in a sexual way.
No, I just think he would be like so interesting to talk to. Remember that
imagine you took out
interview.
The rope from...
Have you seen this?
No.
Alison Hammond's interview with Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling. Oh my God, you have to watch it.
Blade Runner.
It's so funny. They like randomly just start drinking whiskey throughout the interview. It's so gas. You have to watch it.
I loved him as Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Like.
I'm trying to think who else I'd love to meet.
Is that the theme music or did I just make that up? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Wait, that's for like a TV show.
It's I know, like I think
Dallas
it is.
Something, is it?
Oh yeah, no, I think that is Dallas. Oh my God. I totally used to watch Dallas.
Is there any Irish stars you'd love to meet? Like you met Colin and everything.
Yeah. No, I think I've actually met
have
other
met
Irish.
Bono?
No, I haven't
he's
met
really
Bono.
Nice. Yeah, he's lovely. Trying to think. I haven't met Niall Horan, but like I wouldn't really care to be honest. It wouldn't be like a huge thing for me. I'd love to meet Jamie Dornan again, like in a different way, because it was so, and just be like, Jamie Dornan. I feel like in our lifetime, career wise, we will meet the Kardashians. Like, I've already met Kendall and Chris. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I've met Kendall and Chris, you will meet someone.
Yeah, no, I'd love to meet Kim, but I'd love to have a conversation
an interview with
Chris
with
Jenner.
Oh, yeah. She's so nice. She's so chatty. To be fair, we've actually met a lot of them. Like, so I've met Kendall and Chris. You've met Caitlin. Mm-hmm. I met Caitlin as well. I got a selfie with Caitlin. Like, that's actually very good, dude. Like, that's... It's just Kylie and I would never want to meet Courtney. I don't care about her life at all.
Mm.
Don't care. She annoys me so much. And
no,
Chloe...
I think I'd like to meet Courtney.
Oh, Chloe, I just...
Chloe, I just want to be like, girl.
Girl, please. Like, I want to sit her down.
And be like,
look, why don't you love yourself? We want you to love yourself. Yeah. I saw Perez Hilton had up on his site, shout out to former Gosscast guy, Perez Hilton, that Jordan is like coming to Europe to do loads of deals over here. Did you see that?
Jordan?
Woods.
Oh. Yeah. I meant Katie Price for a second.
Why would I revert to her old name and out of nowhere bring up Katie Price?
I don't know why that came into my head.
I met Katie Price though. She was so
annoying.
Well,
what was she like?
Oh, like she came for one of her friends, like owned a kind of like a dress boutique thing. And she was being flown over for an expose. They were there. Lisa Cannon actually again. And she came in and decided, no. Don't want to do it. Don't want to do anything. Don't want to talk to anybody. Hid in the dressing room. And
she's
then Lisa Cannon literally
nuts.
Went into the dressing room to interview, like, and like got an interview with her in the dressing room.
Oh my God.
She was nuts. Like, like I met Pamela Anderson. That was mad.
Oh yeah.
That was
mad. Katie Price, like her recent thing. What was it, on Loose Women or something? She was like, you know, I've just been bankrupt. My horse just been hit by a car. Like, just such
no, she
random
said about
12
shit. Things. And I've like, just been cheated on again.
But my husband's cheating on me. I'm bankrupt. My house is fucking shit. Like, she just has
what
the fucking
the,
worst
what was
life.
What was that interview about?
I don't,
about
I think
son,
they were just
it?
Like, so Katie, what's going on? She was like, listen, no, fucking so like all this crazy shit.
No, you need to actually
me.
YouTube that clip, guys, of Katie Price speaking on Zoom. It's actually very funny. No, like obviously it's not funny.
No,
I'm gonna be scalded
crazy.
Now for saying this.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh my god, Ali Ryan just slammed Katie Price. No, but I was talking with Jordan Woods.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry.
She apparently because remember we like did that story that apparently she's a deal with Easy Locks.
Yeah.
But apparently she's a couple of more stuff going on in Europe, not in America, like all European brands.
Ooh.
And she put up a video. She's just like back on social media, like, sup?
Doesn't give a shit.
Hey, girls,
yeah.
No worries. It's been real. And she was like, she was like, oh, we're planning our trip to Europe. And it was like her momager and they were like planning flights and stuff. So
her mom, who I emailed.
Yeah. Anyway, we have rambled and rambled and we actually were meant to talk about four separate subjects and instead we just... But this was good.
It's funny.
It's good to talk about...
The anti-deck story alone.
No, we're going to listen back to this and it's probably going to be so stupid and not funny at all that I pantsed Declan Donnelly.
Sorry, Jack.
But then later love in you. Life, I fancied Ant McPartlin so much.
No, you love Ant.
Like, I love him. Because he's so
like,
troubled.
Hope you're doing good, hon.
So troubled. I'm like, oh my God. Like, do you remember I never said I fancied him? And then when he was like charged with the DUI, I was like,
you're like, he's hot.
So cute. So not good. But yeah, okay, we're going to end it here and we will chat to you all next week.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so that's it from us today. I hope you enjoyed that. I know we were very giddy. We were very giddy. But it's actually good having chats like that where we can talk about our own experiences as well. You know, it's what we do. Goss, you know, we spill the tea ourselves.
This is our lives.
This is our lives. But yeah, we will chat to you next weekend and hope you have a great week.